truth.
You are listening to Truth Revolution Radio. It's the 12th of November. We're broadcasting live on We the People Radio Network. My name is Cosmos. I'm your host, and this is the official broadcast of TruthAction.org. We just saw an amazing, huge weekend filled with action for 9/11 Truth. I'm looking at photos from all over the world, from London, from Stockholm, from Barcelona, Virginia Beach, New York City, San Francisco, Los Angeles. In Los Angeles, they had a huge march. Amazing stuff. If you took action yesterday, I want to hear from you tonight. Don't hesitate. Call in right now at 888-202-1984 and tell me what you did for 9/11 Truth yesterday. We also saw amazing confrontation with Rudolph Giuliani in Loveland, Colorado on Saturday. Just an amazingly well orchestrated and played out confrontation. They just kept hammering this guy over and over again. The cops tried to arrest Sander Hicks, ultimately relented before they got him in the cop car, let him go. Just got that video up on truthaction.org, and we got a bunch of the photos that have come in so far from yesterday up on the front page of truthaction.org. And I want to give a special shout out not only to all the people who are taking action on the 11th, but the people who get us some pictures and show us what they're doing so that we can help represent this campaign, because we got to grow it. And in order to grow it, we got to let people know we're doing it. And that was kind of the whole point of starting this off, of starting truthaction.org. We're showing people what we're doing. So I really appreciate all the folks who help out by getting us photos. And some of you get us videos. And the people who can't do that, who just send in a couple words about what they're doing in their location, that's massively appreciated. Because we're all about showing the rest of the world what we're doing, what we're building, what we're growing here. Which is a worldwide truth revolution. In San Francisco, we had an amazing action yesterday. It was, I think it might have been my favorite so far, my favorite 11th action that we've done in San Francisco. A beautiful day. We had maybe 18, 20 people tops throughout the day. A bunch of new people. We had Jim Hoffman, WTC7.net, and Victoria Ashley from Scholars for 9/11 Truth and Justice were out there. Joined us for the first time on the street. That was great. We had some new people. We had, it was cool, just a random truth activist walking by who didn't know we were going to be out there. They're on their way to do something. Went and did their thing and then came back and picked up a sign and joined us. And some other random people who came along and just picked up signs and joined us. That was very cool. We had the giant 9/11 commission report replica out there with us, and that always draws a lot of attention. talking to people of all different ages, all walks of life, and the receptivity to 9/11 truth is greater than ever before. There's no doubt about it. People are hungry for some real information about this. People of all different ages, too. It's really interesting when you get some of the younger kids, you know, and we were talking about this a bit yesterday, how, you know, some of these people, you know, they were really, really young when this went down, when 9/11 happened, and they've just, you know, they've grown up with this war on terror being a predominant reality. And it's really inspiring and hopeful seeing a lot of the younger people asking questions about this and seriously interested in real information about this. And, of course, a lot of older people, too, you know, people of all ages. And people from all parts of the world, too, where we've been taking action on the 11th here in San Francisco is really sort of interesting part of town, because we got all the people from downtown San Francisco, all the locals, and then we've got people from all over the world. So we get a real interesting cross section. And we gave out at least 1,000 flyers and probably a couple hundred DVDs. We were out there for a good solid 7.5 hours on the street. We stayed long after dark. And, man, we ran out of materials. It just made me wish that we had, you know, I've said this before, but we just need printing presses and DVD burners. Just get as many as we can, because, it got down to nothing to give out, you know, just talking to people, which we did after there's no more DVDs to give out. The action down in Los Angeles just looks so incredible. I'm sure these guys are going to be making an awesome video of the march down there, but looks like there was at least 100 people. If any of you saw the video of the Brussels march from 9/11, this past anniversary, kind of reminded me of that. Just a beautiful march with a lot of people involved. And we do have some photos up. Just the beginning trickle of photos, but they're up on truthaction.org. Saw action in South Dakota, in Cincinnati, in Kentucky. We got some videos from the actions in Louisville, Kentucky, and Cincinnati. It's amazing the kind of stuff you get out on the street now, too, because you can tell, you know, you can tell, I mean, the ratio of cool people to complete jerks. I mean, it's like it's not even worth mentioning, because we really only get, like, you know, out of a whole day. I mean, we were out there almost 8 hours, and the whole day just, you know, hardly any nasty stuff at all. but it's real funny to try to figure out, like, what kind of crap some of the negative people are exposing themselves to, and you can sort of pick it out. Like, what kind of stuff they've been reading or what TV shows they've been watching. But definitely a great deal of receptivity. You know, and of course a lot of people are like, oh, I know about that. I know, well, what can we do, you know? But every time these kind of people, you know, people who have just kind of, you know, they accept that something horribly wrong has happened, that we're being lied to horribly, but they don't know what we can do about it. Every time they see people like us out out on the street, it gives them another clue. Well, here's what we can do. What can we do? Well, I don't know. We can start educating people. We can start, we can finish off smashing this social taboo about even talking about this thing, which is just so ridiculous when we have such a high percentage of the population in this country who has serious, serious questions, as well they should, about 9/11. There's no reason to have any kind of social taboo on talking about this stuff anymore. So we just have to keep getting out there and keep getting visible and keep talking to people in our communities until it's no more. We've broken it down incredibly. We've made so much progress just in the last 6 months. It's incredible the kind of progress we've made. And we've got some people who have taken to demonstrating regularly outside their local corporate media headquarters on the 11th. And any other day they get a chance and they can get out. But a lot of people are doing that on the 11th. And that's really cool because we've seen a lot of success with this strategy of taking it directly to the corporate media. Back in May, at truthaction.org, we announced that as a theme for the 11th actions in May. Take it to the media. Take it directly to the corporate media. And what we did here in San Francisco on that day, we did a demonstration outside the local CBS. Well, actually, we hit up CBS, ABC, and Fox demonstrations outside all of their headquarters. And the CBS people came down and videotaped our action and then interviewed a couple of us. And it took them a couple of weeks, but they made a piece out of it. And we saw on the evening news here, they said Building 7 collapsing, with me narrating it, telling people what they were watching, a 47-story steel skyscraper coming down in 6 seconds. And then we saw a bunch of people in other locations having similar success with that strategy of taking 9/11 truth directly to the corporate media. And in a number of locations, a similar thing happened with a very, very positive pieces being done on their local corporate news outlets that were a little bit less controlled, maybe, than the national offices. We've seen some great stuff resulting from that. And then we've seen the evolution of this strategy of taking it directly to the corporate media. People holding up their signs at sporting events. People getting behind corporate newscasters who are broadcasting live from out on the street. We've seen folks infiltrating the audiences of notorious corporate shills. People like Bill Maher, who try to style themselves as daring, politically incorrect, humorous. Who show certain limits to their humor, certain limits to their willingness to discuss anything. And we've got to keep taking it to the corporate media. All of these tactics have been greatly successful, really taking it to the media. There's so many different ways to do it. And you can do it just by writing a letter. You know, writing a letter, getting it published in your local newspaper, in your favorite magazine, and coming up with new ways. Let's keep getting behind those newscasters out on the street. In fact, recently there was an article in one of the Boston newspapers about truth activists, 9/11 truth activists, doing exactly this. Because we had a guy from the Boston group who got behind this Boston newscaster who flipped out, just like Bill Maher. Flips out, can't handle it, can't handle people having free speech, and tried to rip his 9/11 truth poster out of his hand. And so he was turned into a YouTube star because the activist was videotaping. And everyone got to see that on YouTube. And then it was written up into a story in the newspaper there. So a lot of these actions, a lot of these different tactics that we use can spawn more visibility, make a story, make something happen. In the video of the Giuliani confrontation out in Colorado, looks like that got on at least two of the local corporate media newscasts. Hey, if you took action on the 11th, on November 11th, that's yesterday, call in and let us know. Want to hear about it? 888-202-1984. We'll be right back on Truth Revolution Radio after this break. Revolution Radio, and I want to hear from people who took action on November 11th, because I know there's a lot of you out there. Don't be shy. Call in right now and tell us all about what you did for 9/11 Truth on the 11th of November. Call in 1-888-202-1984, and I do believe we have someone on the line who was involved in the action down in Los Angeles yesterday. RV, hey, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here with you, Cosmos.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Oh, it's going well. How are you?
Doing pretty good. Looks like it was an amazing time yesterday there in Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah, it was very amazing. We finally got kind of a regional Southern California event organized, spearheaded by the We Are Change LA group. And, you know, they really promoted it well, and we got a great turnout. It was a lot of fun. You know, I did not get a head count, but I'd have to say it was over 100 people. And I can only imagine what we must have looked like marching through Santa Monica, you know, about 100 strong.
Yeah, I wish I could have seen it in person just from the photographs. It's like, it's so incredible because you've got people, you've got this huge march with people from all walks of life. You've got a United States Marine leading the charge there. All kinds of people, young and old.
Yeah, it was, you know, it's because the truth is for everybody. It doesn't look at age, gender, or race, which is the beautiful thing about it. And, you know, we had people I had never seen in L.A. before. I met a lady from Nashville. I believe Matt Lepasnik was there, and he addressed the crowd, and he was very pleased with what he saw. And, you know, the cops were watching us. We didn't have any problems. And then after the march, we broke into about three or four teams, spread out through the 3rd Street Promenade there and handed out flyers for about an hour and a half in the rain.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We had wind on us for the first time.
So was it raining during the march there? You can't really tell in the photos.
It wasn't really raining during the march. It just it kind of started to rain on us when we broke up into teams. There was I'd say 5 video cameras there getting footage. I'm sure we'll see bits and pieces popping up here and there. I can only imagine it, all the digital photos that were taken. I'm looking forward to seeing the ones, you know, the good shots that I wasn't able to capture.
Yeah, we've got about, I don't know, about 30 photos from Los Angeles up on Truth Action at the moment. And there's a bunch that I haven't had a chance to save yet. And hopefully we'll see even more. But just what's there right now, it's, you know, it's so incredible. And that's cool. So people weren't daunted by the rain. I was thinking for a moment that we might be rained out here because it was just pouring here right up until the morning of the 11th, and then we had a beautiful, beautiful summer-like day.
They were smiling at you. You know, yesterday was one of the was probably the best action I had taken part in Los Angeles. It was, you know, the hairs on my neck were standing up constantly. It really is gratifying. And people were having fun. People were having fun. Hopefully you can see some smiles in some of those pictures.
Yeah, for sure. It looks like a blast. Did you notice like any people like just joining you as you progressed,
you know,
marched along there?
You know, it's funny that you would mention that because there was a gentleman that had, you know, I'm not very good with accents, maybe a European accent. I couldn't even tell you where he was from, but he wanted to know what we were doing, and he kind of just walked with us for a while and was asking questions and was very interested in what we were doing. And I don't know how long he stayed with us for, but he was definitely enjoying the ruckus we were creating.
Awesome.
You know, one thing that I do think about is that is there a better slogan to chant while you march as opposed to 9/11 was an inside job? Is there something else that can be said that would be more effective? Is that the most effective? What do you think?
I don't think it's the most effective because despite the fact that, you know, it's a very true statement that's just obviously, you know, been demonstrated to anyone who's done, you know, a modicum of research into the topic, it really turns off a lot of people too. And sometimes I think, you know, sometimes it might be the most appropriate thing to yell, and other times it seems like maybe not, but... You know, what can we do? We want truth, 9/11 truth. You know, I mean, there's like an infinite variety of slogans that we could come up with. It's just kind of like, I think, a matter of, you know, jotting them down before you go out. So, you know, when you're tongue-tied right there on the spot, when you're like, oh, what do we chant? What do we chant? You know, you've got a couple of things to work with.
It was funny, you know, this is completely grassroots. I don't think anybody anticipated for what kind of shape the march would take. And so, you know, with 100 people march, you have people trying to walk on a sidewalk. You know, the front of the group cannot really hear the back of the group. So there was a couple minutes in there where we were even yelling different things because, you know, there were so many people. And we just, you know, we're a bunch of truthers, you know, just demonstrating for 9/11 truth on the 11th day of every month.
Oh man, I bet this video is going to be good. Cause Yeah, it's really different. I mean, I remember, like, you guys' action from maybe it was the August, or maybe it was September, I don't know. But I remember I saw all the still photos first and then saw a video that you put together later, and it's just like, whoa! You know, it was such a big difference with the sound because you guys were getting loud.
The march that we had on September 11th to the media outlets was effective, in my opinion. But we had twice the people, at least, maybe three times the amount of people. I can't wait to see what the video looks like. You know, the shots at the front of the crowd, and then you see everybody walk by you, and then you can really appreciate the fact that wow, you know, this was a lot of people.
Well, this may be the largest street action for 9/11 Truth that we've seen outside of, you know, one of the yearly anniversary events, it seems like.
Yeah, you know, and it would be, you know, I met so many people talking to some people from Orange County. They had a nice sign. And, you know, we got to do this more often. We can work it out.
Hey, Art, thanks for calling in, man.
My pleasure.
You keep up the awesome work down there in Southern California.
And you keep it up. We'll keep it up. You can count on us coming out on the 11th day and plus some.
Right on, man.
Gentlemen, we have called you together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
Still think that jet fuel brought down the World Trade Center? Does anybody else see a problem here? If the government has nothing to hide, why are they so afraid to answer a few questions? This story does not add up.
All right, we're back on Truth Revolution Radio. And if you took action on November 11th, I want to talk to you. I want you to tell our listeners what you did for 9/11 Truth. On November 11th, we saw action all over the place. We just talked to Art from down in L.A., the amazing march for 9/11 Truth and Justice that they had down there on 11/11. It's incredible. You can see about 30 pictures from that event at truthaction.org right now. If you go there, we'll be adding more documentation as it comes in. So if you haven't sent in documentation of your action on November 11th, send it in now to truthaction.org. You can post it in the forum or just send us some pics in an email. If you don't have pictures, just give us a shout-out. Let us know you took action. And we've got Tom on the line, Tom in South Dakota. Hey, how's it going, Tom?
Hey, Cosmos, it's going great. Thanks again for all you're doing.
Thanks, man. I saw some of your pictures.
Yeah, well,
you guys got out there.
We had about the same number this month, but what's encouraging for me is that this is our third consecutive month taking action.
Yes, yes, in South Dakota, folks.
Yeah, yeah, and hey, you are in L.A. I hope you saw my friend Bob there, but I'll get him out next month if he wasn't there this month. But we don't have so many people here in South Dakota. There's less than a million people in our whole state.
Yeah.
But that... You know, I was dreaming of having a dozen or two dozen, and we had seven total. Our numbers varied during the two-hour walk we did, but it was the best one we've had here because we did it in a way that allowed people to talk to us.
Cool.
Not standing on a busy street corner, but on a Sunday, on Veterans Day, walking down what I think is the most beautiful boulevard in town, and it's a place where people can pull over and talk to us. It's a place where people are always walking so they can talk to us, and that happened. And so we were able to give out a lot more information. And again, just like the last 2 months, the positive responses far outnumber the negative ones. And you know, early in our walk, I don't really want to call it a march because it's kind of a military term, but... in the first block of our walk, a woman was getting out of her car and saw us, and, you know, I said, you know, would you like some information? Would you like to join us? And her response was, you know, something to the effect of, I'm on your side. And she wasn't the first one on Sunday to say that. She didn't join us, but it's, you know, hard to do in Rapid City, but there were a few people who said, you know, you don't have to convince me. That meant something to me. I wish there were more people who would join us, but I'm thankful for the ones who do. And one thing I got to tell you is that this month we had, at the beginning of our event or our action, we had a true journalist who's a member of the local media filming us, and he also in the past few weeks asked me to do an on-camera interview, and I agreed to that. And he's trying to get a story aired, but he's told me that he's meeting a lot of resistance, which is, you know, not
surprising.
But he was there, and, you know, that's a step in the right direction.
Yeah, that's awesome. And this is Rapid City, South Dakota, folks. So,
anyone
listening to this, I don't care where you are, you don't have an excuse. You know, come on. We know it's a challenge in Rapid City, South Dakota. How did this journalist first get in touch with you?
Well, actually, I initiated the contact. My profession, I spend a lot of time at the county courthouse, and I run into media who cover things there, and I've been interviewed by this person previously on more than one occasion, and I just raised it with him, and I believe, I may be wrong, but I believe he's a veteran, and he's someone who has a lot of respect for the military. He's also someone who has a lot of respect for the Constitution of the United States and understands his role as a journalist. So I'm really happy that he's trying to do what he can, and hopefully he'll be able to do more and more for us. But I understand that, especially where we live, it's pretty limited what he can do. But the fact that he's interviewed me and filmed this latest action, he's just waiting for, I believe he's just waiting for the right moment to get a story aired. So,
well, that's encouraging. I wonder if it would, help him to get his hands on some of the other pieces that have been done. You know, just on what company is this? Can you say?
I really don't want to disclose anything
but it's a major,
they're affiliated with one of the major networks.
Yeah, okay, it's a major network. So there's been like a lot of little clips. I was talking about at the beginning of the show, just through through the tactic of demonstrating outside of corporate media headquarters, you know, a number of groups have gotten really cool spots on their local corporate news just through doing that. And then, you know, other ones where, you know, there's been clips on the news where people have just focused in on, like, well, there's a group of people doing a banner hang here, you know, and it's, you know, just a short little clip, but pretty positive, not really spun any particular way. But I wonder if it would help encourage his higher ups there, you know, to see some of these pieces and realize, you know, that this is, this is something that's going on all over the country.
Yeah, that's a possibility. I'll discuss that with him.
Who knows?
I really think that there are journalists like him all over the country that, that they're patriots, they're citizens, they're willing to think about more than their careers or their livelihoods. And if activists approach them, you know, in a way that isn't confrontational and in a way that isn't, you know, while you're on camera, but just say, you know, that's how this came about for me is, you know, it was just, hey, have you heard about this issue? And he was willing to talk about it. And a few weeks later, I talked to him again, and he'd looked into it and wanted to talk about it more and more. So.
That's so awesome, and it's so encouraging. And that's, you know, a complete flip of the tactic of demonstrating outside their headquarters and making a ruckus. And we've seen some success, you know, from that, too.
Right.
We
right.
saw a really great editorial in one of the local San Diego papers a couple of months ago, just through an activist there going in to talk to the guy.
Yeah.
You know, and it's really, I mean, that's what I stress, is that we really have to just go for all the tactics.
Right.
You know, because sometimes people will debate, like, oh, should we be loud and rowdy, or should we be super polite, or should we do this? And it's just like, well, we kind of need to do all of it
right.
all the time. And you know, whatever you're best suited for, or even more so, whatever's most appropriate for whatever venue you're pursuing, go for that tactic.
Exactly.
You know?
I think those are both key, you know. And when your last caller, Art, was talking about what other slogans, you know, the people who are taking action, we can come up with things that are appropriate for the context or are appropriate for you and what you know and where you come from. And we should, you know, we shouldn't get stuck in any one way of doing things.
Right. Right.
So.
Yeah, you know, about a month ago, I mean, I thought I was just going to bang my head against the wall if I heard that 9/11 was an inside job chant one more
yeah.
time, you know, it's just driving me crazy. And, you know, I think we really do need to mix it up. And you know, you can chant anything. You know, sometimes you have to work with it, you know, work with the cadence a little, the timing. But, you know, we've got to be creative. We've got to diversify. And, you know.
Yeah. Well, hey, I call you quite often, Cosmos, and one of the reasons is because I live in South Dakota, and, you know, not a lot happening here, but I really do appreciate that you're there for me and everyone else and what you're doing, and please keep it up. And, you know, 3 consecutive months in South Dakota. I take some credit for that, Cosmos.
Bam! Well, thank you, Tom. That means very much to me. And what you guys are doing means a whole lot to me. And a lot to all of us. So just keep it up out there. Thanks so much, Tom. Revolution Radio, broadcasting live on We the People Radio Network. This is the official broadcast of TruthAction.org. And we've been bringing you some of the actions of November 11th. We talked to Art down in Los Angeles. We talked to Tom in South Dakota. You can't get much more diverse than that. Los Angeles and Rapid City, South Dakota. Two locations where we saw amazing actions for 9/11 truth on the 11th of November. And folks, if you haven't joined us taking action on the 11th yet, please join us on December 11th. We're not going to stop until we get justice. We're going to keep doing this and keep building and keep growing month by month. Taking action all together at the same time, united action on the 11th day of every month until justice. And we've got about 10 minutes left here. If you took action on Sunday, 11/11, call in and let us know about it. I want to hear about it, and so do our listeners. Call in 888-202-1984. And right now we've got Rodney from Texas on the line. Hey, Rodney, how's it going?
What's going on, Cosmos?
Well, we're just holding down the fort here, trying to let people know what's going on.
You're doing a wonderful job, and of course we're down here in Texas. We're holding it down strong too in the 9/11 truth movement.
Excellent.
You know, Cosmo, I want to send a shout out especially to you and all the other 9/11 truthers worldwide, because I heard a lady from Australia call in last week, and they just formed a 9/11 truth movement out there based on your program and others. And so this is a very effective movement, and I think that one of the prior callers who called in and said, well, you know, what slogan should we use? And I think it was beautiful the way you pointed out, hey, let's be flexible. Let's not pigeonhole ourselves into one or two slogans. I mean, there's an old maxim that says there's a time for everything. There's a time for everything. So, I mean, whatever fit and whatever works, and we also have to keep in mind that not everybody is on the same level of truth. You know, you always have new people coming into the movement, and you know, they're constantly upgrading their level of knowledge. So maybe the only thing they can, or a slogan that they can use is 9/11 was an inside job. I frankly think that's still a very effective slogan.
Sure.
So consequently, I'm not going to knock anybody because this movement has gone worldwide as supernova. And because of programs like yours and others, you're giving people the strength to get out of that stage fright, because let's just tell it like it is. A lot of people are still a little bit scared.
Yep.
Of the governments around the world, because they see all of this stuff that's going on. But you guys are giving people like me and others a lot of courage to get over that stage fright and get out there and take action. So I'm going to send a shout out to everybody who's in the 9/11 Truth Movement. Keep up the good work. And personally, I like to call into these big 50,000-watt radio stations and put my spiel on a lot of things. And I like to use current events, and I always like to tie the 9/11 in with current events. And I find that's very, very effective.
Indeed. You can reach so many people just through doing that, and it's a great kind of activism you can do without even leaving your house.
Well, and I would encourage other people to do it, because I find that the people, when I call them to the station, they know me, and they're a little bit afraid because they know that I tend to change the topic of conversation from a bunch of this, you know, crap that they, you know, mind dribble, I call it, over to things that the general public can relate to, and they get a little bit scared of that. But, you know, we need the truth. We have to let people see the whole big picture of 9/11 and how it's still causing our lives to be changed in a lot of ways, mostly for the bad. But like I said, I that's one venue that I use. There are others, but that's one of the main ones that I use, and I hope that other people will take advantage of that vehicle of calling these 50,000-watt radio stations. And even if they shut you down or they don't want to hear what you got to say, you never know who you might touch out there and open their minds up to the 9/11 truth.
Yeah, and you're reaching so many people, and it's a great kind of activism. And you know, one of these awesome activists down in Los Angeles, Zan, has written up a little article full of tips. We've got that tips for calling into mainstream radio shows. And we've got that up at the truthaction.org forum.
You know, I'm going to take a look at that, Cosmos, because I'm always looking to, you know, to upgrade what I'm doing. You know, you never can. You don't ever want to get too comfortable with what you're doing. But, you know, and since this is a movement that has so many different facets and personalities, and in my opinion, everybody is intelligent, you know, I always look at you know, everyone else is doing to see if I can expand my knowledge in the way that I'm reaching people. And so anyway, I'm going to end by saying, once again, I send a big shout out to everybody, and don't be afraid, people. We need to get over this stage fright and having this fear, basically, of our government. I mean,
yeah, and it's not just fear of the government either. You know, people just get afraid of, like, what, you know, what are people going to think of me, you know, if I go out and I stand up for what I know is real and what I know is true and what's going on. And you know, and people that do and people that get over that hump and just are willing to go out there are usually surprised by what they find, because you get a lot of good reaction. You get a lot of people who will come up and thank you, because people know. People, when they see you out there, they know that it takes courage to go up, you know, to go out and stand in public, you know, especially on such a controversial issue, you know, that people have been so heavily programmed about. And you'll get people coming up and thanking you, a lot of people.
Here's one thing that I want to say. I don't think that, even though there's power in numbers, and I keep saying, let's get over our fear. A lot of times people just can't get over that hump or that fear, not unless they have a group with them. And what I'm saying is, don't wait for, the group. Get out there and take the initiative to do it yourself. And the reason why I believe that using the 50,000 watt radio stations is because you don't need a group when you call into one of these stations and talk and they don't know who you are. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So let's not wait for the other guy to grab us by the hand and say, okay,
we can't. We can't wait. And, you know, that's what I've been saying all along. That's what we promote at truthaction.org. It's just, you know, if you have to, go out by yourself. Because the people who've been willing to do that, and actually, you know, it's just like, gee, they can't, you know, they can't find anyone around them who's willing to go out, and they go out by themselves and get visible and start talking to people in their community, and that's when they find the other people around them in their community.
That's,
you know,
right.
And we've seen a number of groups start around the world just through, you know, those kinds of people, you know, who've been willing, you know, to take that initiative. It's very important to not wait for those other people. And also, you know, also at the beginning of this, when we first started taking action together on the 11th, you know, people would criticize or condemn it, because it's like, oh, you know, you've just got these little groups of like 5 or 10 or 15 or 20 people, you know, that's nothing, you know, we need like huge numbers. And it's like, the thing is, it's like, well, what's really, I mean, we're not going to get huge numbers unless we start breaking through.
Jesus only started with 12, and look at what he did.
Yeah, exactly.
Come
exactly.
On. You know, let's stop making excuses and get out there like
and
this.
And everything.
The initiative.
Everything starts small. I mean, you know, just, you know, it was just, you know, 9 months ago down in Los Angeles, you know, they had one guy down there going around with one sign, you know, all by himself, and he couldn't get anyone to join him. And then, you know, yesterday they had 100 people marching down the street.
Hey.
So,
once again, I send a shout-out to everybody in Cosmos. Keep up the good work, friend.
All right. Thank you very much, Rodney. It's great to hear from you. All right. Rodney in Texas. And we will be keeping up the good work, and so will the people all over the world who are committed to this. And you can see a lot of that at truthaction.org. We're going to be getting up as much of the documentation of the actions of November 11th as we can. Please help us out. If you got out there yesterday, send us some documentation so we can show the world what we're doing and grow this. Let's just blow it up. Keep it up, folks. We'll be back on Monday night here on Truth Revolution Radio. All bets on me, you just wait and see. Sunrise, sunset, I will have no regrets. Place all bets on me, you just wait and see. Sunrise, sunset, I will have no regrets. Oh, that's on me.